We're now pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Pruny. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. A tough one for your team against William & Mary, a game that you guys led for much of the game, and then in a little three-minute stretch of the fourth quarter just seemed to get away. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, I tell you, Rob, first of all, you got to give Coach London credit. I mean, I had a chance to, watch film on them and what that team has been through. You know, with the injuries, Heaton, with his first of all starting off with Yoda, his running back, and then all the way down to playing a redshirt freshman quarterback, and then Emo going out. What he's done this season, to me, just looking at them and on film, to be able to, to get them to the field and play the way they play with all those injuries, I think Mike probably did one of his better jobs this year, in coaching. I think if you understand football and you see the injuries he didn't had, I mean, it was just, you got to give them credit. They played hard and they were steady. And you expect that from a Mike London team, well coached, well disciplined, and they made more plays than we did, and we had some turnovers. But once again, you got to look at just the fact of keeping a team together with all those injuries, man. I got to give William & Mary credit. They played a good game.
All right. First question this afternoon from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask you, what would it mean to get a winning season by winning this last game? What do you think it would show in your second season in the league? And I also wanted to ask, the way that you lost that game to William & Mary, how big is your job of getting your players kind of back, into that momentum they had coming into the game?
Rob, could you help me out a little bit? I couldn't.
Yeah. The first part of the question was, how big would it be to get a win on Saturday to secure a winning season in your second year in the league?
Well, first of all, I would be happy for the most of all the seniors and the student athletes here at Hampton, to come into the conference beginning of the year to be picked last and not to win a game in the conference this season. Now to be able to win three games and then be at 500. That was nobody expecting us to be at 500. So, just would like to win it for the seniors and the student athletes.
And then the second part of his question was, how big of a job do you have and your coaching staff have this week of picking your guys back up after a tough loss to regain some of the momentum that you had coming into that game?
Well, I think the biggest thing, like I was telling the players, you have good days and you have bad days, on Saturday, we had a bad day. I mean, that's the part of life. That's life lessons. And you grow and you learn from them. And, it's just, you got to get up and go to work every day. And as you go through life, you start to understand that. So, just using them as life examples, I think our guys understand. And we got a chance to have a winning season for these seniors. So it would be great. And that once again, you go back to the part of, he go a team that was picked to finish last in the conference and not to win a conference game. I'm very proud of these guys to be at 500 right now.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Next question from Brian Smith. Good afternoon, Brian.
Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Do you think this has probably been one of your better coaching jobs? Because as you said, you guys weren't expected really to do much in the CAA preseason, but you're literally a game away from being over 500. What does that tell about you, your coaching staff, and in particular your players?
Brian, that's a good question. And I was thinking about it last night, and I look back on it, and it's been in this conference is so tough, Brian, that it's taken everything every week for us to muster a win. I would say this. It would be selfish of me to say this is my best coaching job, but what these coaches and players have been able to do this season, I've never been around a situation where coaches and players pull together and fight every single week and week in and week out. I would say that this staff has did one out of all the staffs I've had, they did a, one of the better jobs as a coaching staff that I've seen. And these guys, and the players have just really, you know, persevered, because there's been times where we've been in games where I didn't see no light, and we'd come back in the fourth quarter and win it. And then it's been games where, you know, I didn't feel like getting up the next day, like say for a game like Mama, the game against Delaware, like, and then you go and you beat Richmond, and then you come back and it's like a disaster hit. But these guys have persevered and fought through it, and I'm so proud of them, and like I told them last night, you guys got a chance to have a winning season through all this, you know, and it's the same thing. I mean, just whenever you hear that you picked to finish last, you know, I think they put a chip on shoulder. And we had some tight games too that we, you know, that we could have been, you could have been looking at a team that's 7 and some, you know, it's a lot of scenarios. But Ryan, that's a great question. But it would be selfish of me to say that's been in my, you know, best coaching season. But I would tell you that this staff has been one of the better coaching staffs and the players that I've been around. I've had the most fun with this season. I really have, Ryan. Good question.
Thank you, Coach.
Well,
Rob, before I let you go, your team has a tough challenge on Saturday, going mm-hmm. down to Elon, an Elon team that's got 6 wins or 5-5-2 in the league. Just talk about the challenges that they present for you.
I well coached, solid man on defense, offense, and special team. Running back, one of the, you know, the better running backs in the conference. You can't make no mistakes. You know, we definitely can't have turnovers. You saw that, you know, against Mike M last week. We're not at that point where you can have turnovers and win a game. They're going to be, once again, they're going to be well coached. You know, they're going to tackle on defense, and they're going to block on offense, and they're going to play smart. And then that's the thing when it gets down to it, like I told the guys, is we got to be disciplined and we got to eliminate the turnovers for us to be able to have a chance to win this game.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon and all season long. Appreciate you doing these calls.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.